Food isn't the first thing that comes to mind around Hurricane Katrina anniversaries, but for me, the way New Orleans people fought their way back after Katrina is entwined with tales of our food. The stories come back through sense memories, anchored somewhere latent and deep, involuntarily evoked by everyday life in this city. The crinkly sound of a foil sheet pan being peeled back and the meaty gush of jambalaya within still carries the generosity of Louisiana people cooking big batches of our shared regional comfort food to feed others in the evacuations when comfort was desperately needed. The smell of burgers outside the French Quarter restaurant Port of Call never fails to conjure the surreal early fall of 2005 when we were trying to compute incalculable tragedies, but finding a restaurant back open was somehow a signal that all was not lost. It can be a taco truck, where between lukewarm Mexican Coke and blazing hot green salsa, there's gratitude for when handmade meals like this meant a break from the dusty work days cleaning up the mess. Just let me catch a whiff of onion rings through the kitchen door at Laius's restaurant, and I'm back on the dark mid-city streets watching its vintage neon flicker back on. The spice of a good crawfish boil can revive that post-Katrina spring, when new green started pushing through dead gray grass, and when having friends over might for once mean peeling seafood instead of gutting walls. Then there's a certain type of barbecue, sweet, reddish, New Orleans street party barbecue, and how it can summon the jubilation of homecoming gatherings as barren neighborhoods pulse back to life, the way strangers might drag you in to join the party, simply out of fellowship for being back home. Lift the lid on red beans, and maybe in the steam, there's the quiet relief of finally cooking in your own home again, despite it all. Food memories should make us happy. In New Orleans, where food and culture are one, these memories are hardwired through hard times. They can take us back and also remind us how far we've moved forward. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.